we're coming off just a horrible weekend. The sunshine and the beautiful conditions that exist right now belie what many of us went through Saturday night into Sunday with the additional flooding, power outages, and even tornadoes. In fact, Oakland County activated its severe weather sirens at 7:58 on Saturday, 7:58 p.m., after receiving a tornado warning notice from the National Weather Service. And holding down the fort, Oakland County Executive Dave Coulter, who's on the other end of our line right now. I hope you made it through unscathed, David.
I did, Paul, and good morning to you. Fortunately, I did, and our residents did without major injury. But as you said, we did have a tornado touch down in White Lake Township. It's always a very scary event, and there was damage there. Boy, you can't get through a weekend in Michigan without something catastrophic happening, it seems, anymore.
I don't know. I don't want to get too, philosophical, biblical. I don't know. Is it just me, or are we having some kind of biblical repercussions that are happening here? Fire, brimstone, flooding, tornadoes. What the heck next?
If the locusts come, I think we better start rethinking things, because if we see locusts, Paul, I think we may be in biblical times. It does feel that way, doesn't it? I don't know that anything is, in the course of history, more unusual than others, but it sure feels like we're going through some extraordinary times right now.
I got to go back and read Nostradamus again and see if he had anything specific he wanted to say. But right, the National Weather Service confirmed that tornado touched down in Oakland County during the severe storms Saturday. According to the National Weather Service, an EF1 tornado touched down in White Lake Saturday evening, as you mentioned. We know that a tornado touched down in Armada in Macomb County. We had four tornadoes touched down, which we talked a little bit about earlier. Meanwhile, the other storm brewing is that regarding vaccinations. Now, I know you're doing your best, and in fact, Oakland County has reached 70%. Is that right? 70% vaccination goal?
Yes, we finally, late Friday afternoon, reached our goal of 70% of our residents with at least one shot in their arm. That was the goal, that the president had set out, that he hoped the country could meet by July 4th, but we haven't got there, and we didn't get there either, but a couple of weeks later we have, and we are, we're not celebrating it because the virus isn't over, but it's a milestone that I'm quite proud of. We've been working as a team with our health department, with our businesses, our residents, everybody who's been through so much, to get to that point where we could get some, community immunity, as I like to call it. And we hit that milestone on Friday. So,
well, good for you. We can only do what we can do. Now we're talking about a pandemic of the unvaccinated. But listen to this story. Dave Coulter with us, Oakland County executive, and just sent me a story that says, according to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, at least 370,000 COVID vaccines are set to expire in the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
We've gone from famine to feast. We couldn't get those vaccinations fast enough. We got them. Now we have too many of them, and we can't get people to get them in their arms.
Paul, it breaks my heart. I've been reading the stories about what's happened in Haiti, and, they don't have a single dose down there. And not even just Haiti. A good friend of mine from my college days at Michigan State, him and his wife came over from Thailand, and you can't beg, borrow, or steal a vaccine there, and they have the same sort of demand that we had back in January. And to think that these vaccines may expire on our shelves because we couldn't get them into people's arms is heartbreaking to me.
It's borderline unacceptable, but I don't know exactly what we do other than ship them to these other countries. But states are generally not set up. The federal government would have to step in, I think, in one way or another. Now,
Yeah, that's exactly right. We don't have those supply chains to the rest of the world, but the feds would have to do that. But we're going to have to start pivoting in that direction, because just fewer and fewer Americans are willing to do it at this point. I think back to the huge demand that we had in January, February, March. We were setting up mass vaccination sites. And now it's, you know, one little site here at a time, you know, trying to make it easier and more accessible to people in their own hometown, maybe at their fire department or in a church. And it's just it's a slower go now, for sure.
It is indeed. And it's a frustrating go, because the people who, quote unquote, did the right thing, got vaccinated, have stood by and watched people who chose not to get vaccinated. And we realized that because they are still providing a host for this virus, that we get these variants like the current one from India, the Delta virus, or it started in India, I guess, it's a little bit maddening. And I actually started to hear from people over the weekend that were saying it's time to call out the people that haven't gotten vaccinated and blame them for where we are today. That can become mob violence, and mob rule can become a real problem.
As if we're not politicized and polarized enough, right, Paul?
Right.
You know, at least what I've tried to do in Oakland County is we know there's a certain percentage of the population that's just a hard no. For whatever reason, they don't want to do it. But there's also, I think, equally as large a population of people that are just what you'd call hesitant. They want to see how it goes. They might do it, but they haven't got around to it yet. And that's really who we are focusing on our messaging to. Because if we can get enough of those folks, then this, you know, herd immunity, community immunity really will lower the numbers for
everyone. We got to run, David.